Hello, and welcome to Parade of Dicks. Basically, we are here to rant about our latest dating adventures, good sex, bad sex, and any asshole we've encountered, plus the occasional social issues, some feminism, and whatnot. Tonight's special guest is Allegra Spread. She's part of the home team crew. She's a professional asshole, diva, and drag queen.
How many rap horns
hey,
can
girl.
I sneak into this podcast?
How you doing?
Good. I haven't introed you, Jonelle. Shut up. As usual, we have our co-producer, photographer, digital marketing assassin, and overall nice guy, Jonelle.
Hello. I'm here. Rap
I
horn.
I love that you went from women to assassin.
And a rap horn. That's my signature.
I didn't write your intros. You wrote your own intros. So if you don't like them.
Pew, 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 pew.
All right. So last and definitely not least, we have, as always, on our show, international showgirl, award-winning burlesque sensation, professional temptress, and infamous Facebook snob. Please welcome your host, the Dick Finder General. Yeah, Miss Lucy Button.
I kind of love that, though.
And this. All right. So for our inaugural episode, I think it's best if we share how this pod came about. So, Lucy, tell everyone the story on how and where we thought about this podcast / radio show and the ultimate goal.
Okay. So, well, I've wanted a radio show for forever. I feel like I should be the female Howard Stern. That was before you guys. But one night we sat outside of a cemetery discussing our dating misadventures, and it was hilarious as always. I think we have a good friend chemistry, and we decided that people maybe would like to listen to it. People had been asking me to do a spinoff of my stupid Facebook posts about the dick mission and parade of dicks and all the dicks and all the dick stuff. And so this seemed like a natural fit, right?
Yeah, that was a fun night. We were sitting in front of the Greenwood Cemetery after yet another taco session, talking about yet another round of bad dates. And yeah, I figured, you know, we have good chemistry, a little good trio here, and we should record it for people to either enjoy, learn from, or criticize.
Or hate, yeah. So the thing is, basically, the dick mission is not about me going and looking for as much dick as possible, although that was part of it.
That was part of it.
Yeah, I was definitely looking to spread it around. I feel like I missed out on some of that in my youth and wanted to get as much dick in as possible before I found the perfect one while I was on the mission to find the perfect one. And I don't mean perfect dick, but the guy, the person I want to spend my life with and get some quality dick in the meantime, or at least some fun stories so that when I'm old, I don't feel like I missed out on anything. And I feel like, Jonelle, you're kind of similarly, you're looking for someone to spend your life with.
Yeah. I mean, again, the dick mission is a metaphor. It doesn't have to be just a dick.
Maybe, well, it's your dick's mission.
Kind of, but
yeah, good point.
Dick and heart and brain and either good balance of happiness and challenge and growth. So everybody has their own.
A total package.
Total package.
Somebody, and Allegra, you're just kind of like figuring it out, right?
Yeah, I mean, like somebody, a partnership, a person to go on adventures with, someone who's not a colossal asshole, but who could still be professional asshole with me when need be.
Sure. But, is it fair if I share slightly more of your story? Or would
sure.
you like to? I mean, I feel like you came to New York to explore your queerness. And so it's sort of more interesting, and you're in a different stage maybe than Jonelle and I are, that listeners would be interested in.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think that's a good thing also for the two or three people that will be listening to this podcast after, is that you have different points of view. You have
at least three in total, but we'll listen to it later.
Very, very diverse. You got a regular dude, a weird girl, and a weird queer.
Pansexual is the preferred term.
How are you a regular dude? I don't know.
There's nothing regular about you.
I'm very regular.
Regular ass dude, bullshit.
I am the most regular dude, run of the mill. They
just
cut
you have a man bun doesn't make you regular. You're regular in the way that people eat fiber in their breakfast.
That's true. But I think anything that we talk about is we're not experts, but I feel that
I'm an expert.
I was like, Buttons is going to say she's a fucking expert.
Yeah.
You're an expert on things that are rated triple R and above.
Rated D for dick. Rated
D for dick. I love it. Yeah. Okay, so here's the thing. We are, you know, new to this. We are now coming to you from Jonelle's bedroom studio, which is basically the only way he could get a woman in his bedroom.
Hey, that's low. Hey, low.
I was waiting so long to make that joke, though.
I do have a pussy here every night, though.
Yeah. And
I'm reporting from the most uncomfortable couch in the universe.
The most beautiful Davenport in the universe. But the we have to
so
Davenport.
We have to remember that we can't talk over each other. And also, that's the only way Jonelle could get a webcam girl without paying for it. And we did get to see Allegra's butt.
I did see her butt.
We saw your butt. So that's fun for all of us. Okay, so the first thing we wanted to... What?
I was wearing underwear that's nude colored.
I know. We still saw your butt. The first thing we wanted to talk about today were the dick disqualifiers, right? So on this dick mission, a lot of people have been following along on Facebook, and I basically just decided to throw balls to the wall, pardon the pun.
Yay!
Fucking sound effects. So I made this list when I was swiping. We all got on Bumble for a while, right?
Yeah.
And we were comparing.
Some of us are still on Bumble. Unfortunately,
still on
begrudgingly on dating apps.
Allegra, I thought you quit.
I just got a Tinder message just then. And I was like, fuck, I still have Tinder? Jesus.
Wait, you get messages there?
That's what happens when people match.
Wait, there's a matching code? I thought you just like swipe right and swipe left to exercise your index finger.
No? Just getting ready for when there's actually a clitoris in front of you.
Exactly.
Okay.
But continue. We're talking about a segment.
Okay. Dick disqualifiers.
Dick disqualifiers. So I made a list of things that basically, if I could see it in their profile, we're going to filter them out and certainly questions I would ask. So obviously... We'll get into some of these more throughout our season. Are we calling this a season?
Yeah.
What are we calling this?
Call whatever the fuck we want. It's a show.
It's a parade of dicks.
Yeah.
So beards, which we'll get into later. Children, which I kind of don't think we need to talk about so much.
So these are your lists of things that if you see on a profile, you will automatically swipe left.
It's a left swipe for me.
All right, cool.
So if they were currently married and also if they're living with parents. So I want to get into that one because in New York City, people, you know, if I was told I was basically made to expand my mileage because I had it set for 7 mile perimeter or whatever the hell it's called. And that included Staten Island because I live in Brooklyn and people in Staten Island live with their families until they get married and move out. And I legitimately had some 38-year-old man that I matched with who lived in Staten Island. So that was my first question. I said, hey, you know, since you're from there, just wondering, do you like live at home with your parents? And he said, is that a problem? And I just felt like there's no legitimate reason that someone at that age, even in New York City where real estate's crazy, that someone needs to be living at home unless they can buy a house in cash like the next day. Thoughts, feelings? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, like, I totally agree. I mean, there were men that I dated when I was still living in Australia that were grown-ass men, and they were still living at home, and there was, like, no real reason. I mean, they were, like, they would claim they're saving for a deposit for a house or whatever, and I'd be like, yeah, but you can do that while you're renting. Like, you don't have the privacy that you can afford to have as an adult.
You mean because nothing's as sexy as meeting someone's parents the next morning when you're going to piss first thing?
Accidental parent meeting is a literal nightmare garbage fire.
Didn't that happen to you?
Yes, more than once.
Do you want to tell the story?
Yeah, sure. I mean, like, there was this guy that I'd been seeing, who I'd made explicitly clear to him that I was not his girlfriend, because I was just about to move to New York. And he lived, like, 2 hours out of town, and we'd gone to some event, and it was pretty late by the time it wrapped up in my city, and he was, like, complaining about how long it would take to get home or some shit. So I offered as a courtesy for him to be able to crash. I made it very explicitly clear to him that nothing was going to happen and that, you know, and I didn't bother telling. I was living with my parents briefly because I was packing up all my belongings that was at previously at their house. And then the next morning I had planned to, like, excavate him out of the premises without them seeing him and going and dropping him off at the train station and, like a gentleman. And, my dad was standing at the end of the hallway, and this motherfucker, like, just jumps out of bed, like, without any pants on, like, just in his pantaloons, and is, like, strolling down the hallway, and my dad's like, "Morning!" And it was, like, you know, immediately totally embarrassing. He wasn't supposed to meet my dad, like, fucking
what worse. Are pantaloons?
Oh, well, like, you know, underwears, like, underoos, whatever you
want to call. What kind of underwear were they?
I still remember. Horrible, like, saggy, like, jocks. You know, not like, you know, like those, you know,
like white cotton briefs.
They weren't white. They were gray. They had a little stretchy elastic band, like the, you know, the weird little dick pocket thing, you know, that weird little dick pocket.
They need that though, I think.
It's for ventilation.
Somebody was like a little gapey, so I could like sort of see part of his dick.
So your dad saw his dick?
He probably did. Yeah.
Extremely interesting.
Like, "Good morning, sir. Here's a little bit of my dick. It's a sample." Like,
great underwear. Really,
what did your dad say afterwards?
He was just like, he was genuinely very surprised because I had never, ever, ever, ever in my entire adult life ever let a man sleep over at their house through respect to them. That was actually their rule. And I had respected that up until that point. And the only reason that I had like decided that it was okay for him to stay is because I wasn't going to fuck him. So it was really that he was just, like, sleeping there. Although he did try to fuck me, and I noped it. I was like, "No, I'm sorry."
And, Jonelle, you said you have no problem with it, right?
No, I'm on the other side of this camp. Well, more on the side where, at least if you're going on dates, one of you needs to have their own place. At least one of you, if not both. I'm totally fine if the person that I'm dating is living with family members for a valid reason. If they're just lazy, that's not kind of the best way. But if they're, again, like Allegra was saying, saving up to buy their own spot or in between places or helping out in the house for a short period of time, I'm a little bit more open-minded. But that's only because I have my own place. So if, you know, if I had multiple roommates or if I were in an area that was not accessible easily for other people, then, you know, might be a little bit more strict with that guideline, but I'm totally fine. So I'm more open than you guys on this one.
Do you have any disqualifiers?
Oh yeah. So here's my pet peeve. So Lucy's is hashtag dick disqualifiers. Mine is my swipe left. If I read in an OkCupid profile or a Bumble profile that they have something like a height requirement, that's just a personal preference. If I see somebody that's like, if you're not 6 foot, swipe left.
That's literally the next thing on the dick disqualifier.
Exactly. I was looking at your list and I was looking at, this is the one thing that, hey, we're friends, but that's, come on.
If you're shorter than me.
You don't have to publish, you don't have to like put it out there.
But I'm not a tree. I don't want to be climbed.
You'd be surprised. You know, monkeys can climb really well.
So I dated someone, as you know, for a couple of years who was actually shorter than me. Not by a lot, but like an inch. And I remember, first of all, his little, he was great. I don't mean to be, you know, an asshole, but his little fucking pterodactyl arms or whatever the fuck couldn't reach my vagina. Which is a problem.
From where?
From around. He needed to reach around. Okay. Because the dick is not enough. And speaking of being behind, bend me over a piece of furniture trying to fuck me. I remember looking back and seeing him on his tiptoes. And that just It's not hot.
Is that a total boner killer?
Total boner killer. Or like lying in bed and his feet are like at my shins. It's just not sexy. It's not masculine.
And I know we've talked about this.
People call that a spinner. Like, oh, a spinner. And I was like,
no, the spinner is if the girl is shorter.
I mean,
no,
two,
it's not a gender specific.
Two men
term.
Could be oh, together.
Okay,
and
okay, so smaller. If there's one that is smaller. Okay, so one smaller, it'll be a spinner.
Yeah. Okay. I'm like, well, I almost experienced that once with a much, much shorter guy. Like,
he was
and a much shorter girl, too. Two much shorter girls.
He was shorter, but he was actually bigger. He was a little heavy. So he was definitely not a spinner.
So that's the thing, too, that I you know, we talked about this before off wax, but. I don't think it's the height. I think it's the activity, the angle, the persistence, the endurance that makes the whole experience, not just...
You're speaking specifically about sex.
Yeah, or... Yeah, like, I mean, if I just feel that I understand that it's like online dating apps or you have your own preferences and people can want certain things, certain looks. But for me, if somebody puts it on their 160 character profile, so they put that as a priority over other things that can disqualify right. a person, that's what's suspect for me.
But I think maybe you've never experienced it. So if you have dated someone, maybe you've been fetishized or maybe you just dated someone and felt uncomfortable about your own body because of the difference in the two bodies, then maybe you already know that you're just not okay with that, and that's okay. We also should probably share that Jonelle's type is specifically
tall redheads.
And we're speaking to two tall redheads.
Wait. Yeah. I will admit that was kind of my hard type, let's say, up until year and a half, 2 years ago.
Okay.
It's been... a long time since that particular type has been satisfied. So, now I've relaxed it very, very much.
To girl. Right.
That's it.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
We should maybe hope for woman, though, because, I mean, talking about girls living at home with their parents.
Exactly.
Right. How old are you?
I'm 12.
Okay.
All right, so we talked about a bit of Lucy's dick disqualifiers, and she'll have more, and we'll discuss more in future episodes. But how about you, Allegra? Give us a couple of the things that you are, like, if you see it on a profile, you're, like, automatically left.
One of the things that I definitely experienced as soon as I moved to New York was jumping into the dating pool, mostly of dudes, actually. And the thing that discouraged me the most was, with American men specifically, was their obsession with money. Like, people that will only want to talk about or they're thriving about and they're, like, totally obsessed with the idea of money are totally not attractive to me at all. There was, like, this big fancy-ass banker dude who took me to some, like, fancy-ass rooftop bar with fancy-ass wine, and I was bored as fuck. I was like, I'm bored, you're boring, you're like, expensive, and I'm bored of you, so.
That's probably New York, though. I feel like that's definitely, people come here to sort of make it, whatever that means for them.
Well, the flip side of that, funnily enough, you should say that, Lucy, is that all of the other guys that I dated have been poor, like poor as fuck. And that's fine because I'm poor too. And they've been artists. With the exception of one person who really was obsessed with money, who wanted to be rich, but was statistically broke. And he was very upset about being broke. And all he did was talk about being broke and wanting to buy Coke. So it was like, you know, really unattractive. Other things that I can think of.
Wait. I'm going to go back.
Let's discuss money. Yeah, let's discuss that for a second.
So I specifically do not want to date broke artists. Not that I have a problem per se with meeting someone, but I wouldn't seek out another artist who is struggling to make their way. That just seems like I'm asking for a problem in the future. I'd kind of like to find an equal and build a better life. An artist, you know, even though I am an artist, it's not an easy life. And so, as you know, I did try dating someone who had money, the Canadian, which we can get into in another episode. I wouldn't say he was obsessed with money. We never really got into talking about money too much, except that sweater, that $800 sweater.
I never, ever let go of that. Like, I'm clinging on to that.
Who buys an $800 sweater and doesn't get a gift? But He didn't seem.
Say rich because they're fucking like thrifty.
That's true. I mean, they're
generally
rich for a reason.
Yeah, but I, you know, I would, if I saw artist on someone's profile, that's a left for me. Hey. Unless you're successful, comedian left, actor left, model, which is not an artist. Sorry, left.
hey, what it's, else? It's good scene. No, but
painter left.
But again, my thing is like we all have types. I'm much more drawn to performers and artists and teachers because they have particular personalities that are in tune to mine. But my thing is everybody's inclined to not want those people. So if you see somebody's profile saying I'm an artist or I'm a poet or I'm a writer or whatever, and you kind of don't like it, that's fine. But you yourself, you're not going to put that in your profile saying, if you're an artist.
Right.
Right? So you at least have that tact to keep it, keep it under wraps. It's not something that you are totally, you're not advertising in your profile, like only six figures and above, because that kind of...
Absolutely. No, that's weird. And also, I think, you know, as a performer, specifically that kind of artist, I think dating another performer, sometimes there can be a competitive thing that happens mm-hmm. there that's not super healthy. You're not a performer, Janelle, so I think it's a little different
for
you.
Yeah, it matches. For me, it's like, it's more like, it's another world that I could learn and experience from.
You still get the smoke and mirrors. Like, we've seen enough assholes, literal assholes, to last a lifetime.
Yeah, and I also think that... Where was I going to go? Oh, that artists and creative types are probably better lovers. I think those finance guys totally. Are douchebags. They only want to get their dick wets. Their dick wets. Their dicks Mold wet.
Their dick sweats.
dick sweats.
Wet. They want dick wet. Yeah.
They want to get their dick wet. They want to get off. And then they want to move on. They don't actually, you know, maybe they want someone to have their babies, which is like an ego thing too. I don't think that they're really it. Looking to they, like have a lover.
Yeah, like that's nesting as an investment. That is a human investment.
It's investment banking.
It's disgusting. They're thinking about human beings as asset line. It's really gross. I just can't.
And for our listeners out there too, we're not generalizing that all finance people are douchebags.
Generally, no, yeah. I am. I'm generalizing. I'm generally.
It's a stereotype, you know. If there are nice finance people out there, there are rich artists out there. There are rich teachers, yeah. But from
there's no rich teachers unless they were trust fund babies
or principals, headmasters of private professors. Schools.
I come from a family of teachers, principals. There are none. They're, it's Unless a perfectly fine people. Living in other parts mm-hmm. of the country, but there are no rich ones.
In academia, there are, but it has to be above, like tertiary level and above, like not regular ass teachers.
Yeah, but again, these are our experiences that we're just airing out. This is discussing.
This is parade of dicks. Tertiary might be a big word for some people. I feel like.
I'm sorry, people that work in colleges, universities, etc.
All right. Okay. So we've done this.
Sorry that I'm the academic here.
This is a parade of dicks. Academic is a big word, too.
No, come on.
Anything with more than three syllables. Let's keep it down to two.
Then we need to filter out some listeners. Yeah. If that's the case, that's okay.
All right. So this is great. We've gone through, the first test round of our dick disqualifiers. We've had.
It's a little boring.
But hey, we're working it out.
We don't have listener questions yet.
We will do. We
need
will
to do the Jesus Christ, the Q&A.
We will have what guests.
What were you trying to say?
Q&A.
Queef and A. What?
That's what I was gonna say. You mean queef and A? That's
we will get into queefs in another episode.
That's true.
Jesus Christ. Okay, so basically that was our show, right? That was our whole show. So don't forget to subscribe to this shit on iTunes. Leave us some stars. I like a lot. How many stars can they give us?
Five
stars.
17.
27 million stars.
Five stars. You can also listen and download our episodes on paradeofdicks.podbean.com. If you want to be heard on our show, you can call and leave us a voicemail at 347-927-2401. Again, that's 347-927-2401. We will respond to those. We would like to thank Allegra Spread for being in the house today.
You're most welcome.
Where can we connect with you, Allegra?
You can find me on Instagram at Allegra Drag. Allegra spelled like the antihistamine. And Allegra _ Spread on Twitter.
Jonelle, you got anything?
Yeah, tweet at me at EL_Jong, J-O-N-G. So that's L_JONG. That's also my Instagram. So you can see some of the photos of our friends.
What about your pussy?
My pussy has a Twitter, an Instagram of her own. Her Instagram is at purr, P-U-R-R, the whiskey dot, yeah, that Instagram.com.
And you have a blog?
Yes, I try to post one photo a day of various people of different shapes and sizes. And
Say the blog name.
Yes, Jong, JONGX.tumblr.com.
There you go.
Yes.
I am on Twitter at Miss Lucy Buttons, on Facebook at The Lucy Buttons, on Instagram at Miss Lucy Buttons, and you can email us at paradeofdicks@gmail.com. with questions, topics, suggestions for guests and topics, or whatever. Right?
Right.
Is that it? Hey. So delayed. You need to edit that shit.
We're gonna.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
See you in the next episode.